Well, Danny, your side never really got going today.
We didn't see it like that. Credit to Mansfield. I think that they've won what was a very tight game. So credit to them for that. This is what this league is. There's a lot of tight games in it. We actually thought we played well. We were pleased with our performance. I think for large parts of it, we've had good control. Probably didn't have as much attacking threat as we would have liked for the amount of dominance that we had in possession territory. I think we made 150 passes first half, which is a lot for us, but probably didn't affect their goal as much as we would like. And I think we can definitely be critical of ourselves from that. I think defensively we've defended really well. I think they've only had two shots on goal. So it's a disappointing game to lose when you know you've had the lion's share of it.
It was a typical local derby, full of effort and endeavour, but maybe lacking on quality.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably how it would have looked. It's sometimes you need to watch the game back to be really analytical. But yeah, I haven't watched it live. I think we had good control. We felt like we did. We felt like we had real control of the game. We didn't feel that they were a particular threat to us. I think you're right. I think probably both teams in the final third lacked a bit of creativity and quality, and that's definitely something that we can look at and try to be better next time.
Throughout that first half especially, a couple of half opportunities, and sometimes when the ball drops to you and it deflects the right way and goes in, it could have been a different result today, but unfortunately it dropped the other side of the post and they put their bodies on the line.
Yeah, I think they defended well, didn't they? You know, I have to give them credit. I thought defensively they were excellent and they were difficult for us to break down. And yeah, you know, sometimes the ball drops for you, sometimes it doesn't. But for us, we try not to look at refereeing decisions and the run of the ball, because they're things we can't control. So for us, we'd much rather try to put our focus into what we can affect. And what we can affect is the boys' endeavour and their attitude and their application, which I thought was first class. But also the quality of our play and probably today, just as I said, just in the final third, we were a little bit lacking.
Sam Havigan was taken off towards him. Was that a tactical thing, or was he starting to struggle? You know, because it's been a big effort from him to make his way back into
massive
the side after injury.
Massive effort. You know, Sam will only get stronger and stronger with games. But he played last Saturday, and then he played again Tuesday and again Saturday. So to have three games in a short space of time is a big, big ask, even for someone who's as physically fit as Sam is. So. He just was looking leggy, and we knew what the data was telling us, and that if it had carried on, he no doubt might have broken down. So we just have to be careful of him when he's coming back from this injury.
I will have to ask, you know, as I was walking down, it was getting quite heated in the tunnel between Steve and a couple of your members of staff as well. You know, it's not a nice relationship between the two clubs, is it?
I'd rather talk about what's going on between the paint. To be honest, I wasn't involved in any of it. Nicky and I were in the changing rooms talking to the players, but I don't quite know what went on. But obviously, you know, they, like I said, to Steve Evans' teams, you have to stand up, and that's what we were. That's what we tried to do.
Let's talk about a couple of things that have happened in the week. Nathan Arnold not involved today. I know you said he got a knock in midweek. Is that a long term thing?
Hope not. No, he had an X-ray Thursday, so the X-ray's come back clear. So we're confident there's no break, but there's quite a bit of swelling on it and inflammation around it. So no, he was unavailable today.
But good news, Sean Long coming on. A week ago, you thought it could be 4 to 6 weeks, and all of a sudden he's
exactly.
back on the pitch.
Yeah. No, that's been a real positive. He got a heavy kick on his foot. Every kick on his ankle, and we thought it was worse than it was, and there was some ligament damage, but obviously there's not, and he's done excellent this week, and the medical staff as well, to get the information down and get him fit and available. He trained yesterday and was involved today.
And then the other incident we have to talk about is the Forest Green spitting incident, which has come through by the FA yesterday, that the goalkeeper's been cleared. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you've seen the footage. I think the footage is going to be made available to the public, so I'll allow everybody else to make their call on that and have a look at it and see what they think.
So first local derby down, not the result you would have wanted, but the great thing is another one next week.
They're coming thick and fast, aren't they? They're coming thick and fast, and these are games you want to be involved in. And you know, the result today is disappointing, but if you actually look at the performance, the performance was good. We probably just need to be a little bit more creative than we were in the final third, and that's the reality. And this week we've come up short on what's a tight game, and that for us is obviously disappointing, because a lot of our success has been on getting on the right side of these tight games.